Case Study 0030, Hansel versus Gretel, with comedian Nate Todd. When Gretel falls under a dark spell and organizes a coven of witches, Hansel must find the courage to fight his twin sister and the sinister forces controlling her. All right.
So, Nate.
Hello, Tressa.
How are you doing?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm fine. Yeah.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah, doing well.
Yeah.
It was a cold day.
Yeah, it was.
It was a perfect day to watch a movie that I had to pay for this time.
I'm sorry, son. This is on Tubi and Pluto. Those are free platforms.
Yeah, but they come with ads.
Okay,
and
that's fair.
And I am... an entitled, bougie, gay millennial, I don't do ads. I'm sorry.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. Especially, like, I feel like ads for an asylum film is just, like, salt in the wound. Because, like, great, this is even longer.
I found the ads very helpful because it helped me write notes instead of actually pausing the movie. I could just write through the ads.
Yes.
Because, good Lord, so many notes for this movie.
So I have 8 pages of notes.
Oh, I didn't count because there's too many. I can't count that high.
Women, right? No, I'm just, oh, God,
I know, right, Matt?
Yeah, fine. This was a fine. Oh, yeah, it wasn't as good as the first one.
No, I mean, it's a sequel. You can't expect it to be as good, but it was fine.
Yeah,
I didn't hate it.
No, I felt like the first one could have just been like 45 minutes longer, and we could have taken all the good parts of this movie and just made one giant movie.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
I think that would have been a shit show. But I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And how much hotter was Hansel in this movie?
Oh, my. I followed him on Instagram today.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, what?
I looked that fucker up. He's got 600 followers, maybe 7.
That is criminal.
I was pretty surprised. I have more followers than him.
So do I.
Damn.
And I have nothing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is, no. Honestly, criminal.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. Even if he wasn't this hot on the norm, he's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, he was really good in this movie.
Yes, he was.
Very good acting on his end.
And he was hilarious in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
I'm angry now. Like, you told me that, and I am fucking angry.
Well, go follow him, and you'll give him
I
more.
I fucking will.
I was almost going to DM him. I think I might DM him and just be like, hey, check out this link. We talked about the podcast.
P.S. We love you, and you should probably...
Yeah. Right. Dude, yeah, he was looking hot with his, like, shave, or his buzzed head. Oh, my God. But no, to Hansel, to Gretel. Loved it.
Let's do
It was great. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It was $4 on Amazon. So, and I got the first one for free because it was on YouTube. So I'm like, okay, $2. $2 a movie. There's nothing wrong with that.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's like a Redbox rental.
Yes. Yes.
Which I'm sure it was at some point.
Oh, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We start off at the gingerbread house, which is very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
It still looks like eclectic and shitty. Yeah. I love it.
I thought it was closed down at first because there was like spray paint. I don't know.
I don't remember. I just remember like the grade A that they have that I've never seen anywhere except for New York. I don't know if a lot of people do that, but like this restaurant has a grade A because I don't know. I felt like it was like a joke, but not. It was really cute. I don't know. And we meet Mason, who we find out his name is Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at the hours and it's like closes at 8. And he looks at his phone, it's like 8:05. And he's like, what the fuck?
I need my meat pie. I need my late night meat pie. Gretel's favorite customer.
Yep. He loves a fucking meat pie, dude.
I love how like the ominous store just opens. And he's like, naturally, I should go in.
Absolutely. Why else would it open?
It's clearly closed.
Okay, at this point, like, he turns around and he sees a homeless woman digging through the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I have in my notes, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but he says, hey, pussy.
That was weird.
Was it not fucking weird?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, I was like, is he talking to himself?
It was so out of... I have no idea. It made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. But he didn't say it to the old woman because he was, like, inside the bakery. And he was just like, hey, pussy.
That's when it was. Yeah, he was, like, looking around and, like, trying to find... He was, like, calling out for Gretel, I think. And then he said, hey, pussy. And it's like, what... Are you guys... Is that, like, a term of endearment? It was fucking weird, is all I'm saying.
It was a little weird. I noted I wrote down the cash register from the early 1900s.
Yeah.
That you, like, hit the buttons and it looks like a slot machine or something. Yep, uh-huh. Like, what business owner? Who does your bookkeeping? That sounds terrible.
Like, I'll tell you exactly what that's about. Mm-hmm. That is about everything is under the table. No taxes are free to anyone to mm-hmm. examine. I used to work at a bar that had that exact same cash register. Cash only. That's all we need to say about that.
I mean, that's how you, like, launder money by absolutely. Selling human meat.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Taking it to the next level. They're laundering money, and they're doing it by Sweeney Todd style.
Yes, they are doing it. They are making their money. They are fucking entrepreneurs.
I also, I had the subtitles on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, subtitles also say, like, the type of music playing, too?
Yeah.
One of the subtitles was Scary Silence. I have no idea what that sounds like.
Somebody has a mental illness and I understand it. So he finds a meat pie.
Mm-hmm.
And this starts like the whole long line of all of the disgusting eating portions of this movie where they're just shoveling food in their mouth and making as much noise as possible. And someone who I just assume seeing the end of the first movie is Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
Stomps on his head. Like, yeah, she obliterates his head with one stomp.
Oh, yeah. That they like to do that.
They really do.
In like, asylum films, because in the Sharknado mm-hmm. films, it's like shark comes and, like, taps them with their teeth, and it's like...
Pfft. Yes. I can't say I hate it. I kind of love it.
It's like a little trademark. I don't know.
It's fun.
I don't know. Yeah. The intro sequence, like the credit mm-hmm. scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of fucking cool.
I don't remember it at all.
It's pretty good. You could tell that someone just really worked hard on it. It kind of gave me some like American Horror Story vibes.
Oh, nice.
They had the contract that Gretel against her consent signed with blood. Right. And it had it and then it had Gretel written. And I was like, that's a cool little nod.
That's a nice little detail.
That. Yeah. No, good music too.
I don't remember. I'll take your word for it.
And then Hansel's all grown up.
This is great because he's like turned into the witch slayer and he's like
witch slayer.
He's like walking through some empty warehouse, which is like apparently where witches live is empty warehouses now because mm-hmm. it's 20 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a really great callback in this scene. Did you notice this at all? He's moving a cobweb aside, or he tries to, and he gets cuts on his hand like it's a laser. Mm-hmm. Oh, that made me so fucking happy.
I did love that. I didn't note that, but I definitely appreciated that.
That was fucking great.
Yeah, and him just like ducking and going through it. Like, yes. R.I.P. Jordan or Jane or
I have
whatever.
No idea what her name is. I forget. Yeah.
And he meets the witch.
The witch du jour, who is dressed as a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Who, that was kind of a fun scene.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah. And then after when he kills her.
Oh, but before that, she fucking tries to escape by pulling out a vertebrae. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, like up in her back skin.
What? That was disgusting and fantastic.
I loved it. And mm-hmm. It made me cringe.
Yeah, absolutely. I hated, loved it.
And okay, I've always wanted to be in a situation where someone is like, fucking testing me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like being kind and compassionate uh-huh. and just being like, no.
Do you want to role play that? Do you want me to be an asshole to you?
Well, maybe we could try, but I just want to be in that situation where I just like want to say what this witch said, where she goes like, you don't want to do this. Like, I'm really giving you some outs, dude, but you don't want to do this. And all of a sudden, like, my arm turns into a sword and I just like stab your ass or some shit.
That's pretty hot.
Always wanted to do that. Yeah. That, and I've always wanted to sit down at a table. Maybe we could do this one day. Yeah. I wanted to sit down at a table, and you'd be super surprised to see me.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be like, Nate, you're alive? And I would look at you and be like, yeah, Tressa, the next time you kill someone, make sure they're actually dead.
Can we do that next time we have dinner or something?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay,
oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
I would love that.
and so he kills the witch.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to the girls who are all kidnapped.
Right.
And he says, "It's okay, little ladies. I'm one of the good guys."
Gross.
When has little ladies ever been said?
And how do these little ladies not automatically assume that that is the grossest, skeeviest thing and not a good guy at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. And I mean, you don't really, I guess you assume that they get saved, but you don't.
Yeah.
You don't know for sure.
I mean, who knows?
He's like, "Hey, all good little ladies, I'm a good guy. I just killed the witch. Hansel out."
He's still learning about feminism.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
We're always still learning about feminism.
It's true.
It's always feminist in training. Us
exactly.
Male feminists.
So he pulls up in his van to the gingerbread house.
Oh,
and I am so fucking bummed that Gretel is a new actress.
I know. And not good. A not good replacement.
No. I mean, she was fine. But not
fine.
For that fucking role.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. But I miss the old Gretel. If you're going to, like, do a sequel, fucking get the original cast.
I genuinely want to. Maybe I'm going to DM the actor that played Hansel.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, tell me why the fuck
mm-hmm.
brunette woman number two
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like, why wasn't she in the sequel?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that this actress was fine. She did what she did. It's fine. But I feel like the original actress would have been such a fucking hard ass and so, like, because in the first one, Hansel was a little pissy boy. Like, he didn't know what the fuck to do. He was a little baby. And Gretel, like, had that shit in check. And she was like, "This is how we do it. This is what we're going to do. It's fine."
And, I mean, just, like, the self-assurance of her character by the end of the first Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see that carry through the second one.
Absolutely.
She knew what decision she was making, and she was okay with it.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, you can't blame someone for that.
Absolutely not.
Shows up to the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say?
Yeah.
The town that they're in, unashamedly, unabashedly, shamelessly, the town.
Yes.
The town that they're in,
mm-hmm.
shamelessly
mm-hmm.
changed from some mountain town.
Yeah.
And Northwest Pittsburgh suburb or something
yep.
to straight up Agoura Hills, California.
Absolutely.
Like they're now just in like a suburb of LA.
100%. I mean,
nothing.
The inside of the gingerbread house is exactly the same because mm-hmm. they fucking moved it to California.
There are palm trees in this city.
It is 100% a different city. I mean, small town.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different. And this tiny ass town has infiltrated the gingerbread house apparently every single fucking day. It is packed.
Oh,
people are waiting. They just want their fucking meat pies.
Dude, Lily saw something in Gretel.
Yeah.
She took that business to the next level.
Yeah. She needs to hire some help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she hired someone to do dishes, but she needs some like
actual
some counter help.
Yeah, yeah. She truly does. Yeah. I like how he like calls her and she doesn't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "I haven't heard from you for a year." And he's like, I called. She's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so busy." It's like, girl, you got a rotary phone in your business in 2016. Why do you have what cash register rotary phone? Like, I get the aesthetic, but like,
absolutely.
Come on.
Let's go. I've got a Samsung Galaxy for you. Let's go. So they go back to Gretel's house. I really wanted it to be like, I wanted to know exactly where they lived, not just like the inside, because the inside still kind of looked like the house that got obliterated, but not really. But like, I know it's stupid and petty. I just wanted to know where she lived. I want to know, is this above the gingerbread house?
Mm-hmm.
Is
well,
it...
it's definitely in Calabasas.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
California. But no, I agree. It definitely looked like one of those just like cookie cutter, pun intended, cookie cutter, like homes.
And we find out that their dad has died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, we find that out in the first movie.
No. He survived. He was like in critical condition after this.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because he was even like, "Oh, I wish I could have come to the funeral, but I was out being a witch slayer or whatever." So this obviously happened like way after.
I thought he died when he got stabbed by Lilith.
Right.
The second time.
But at the end of the first movie, I think they do say, oh, I visited Dad. He's fine. Whatever. Not important. Well, okay. Whatever. But so Grandma's going to go and stay with them. And this first time we meet Grandma, and I was like, oh, good. She's going to be like the head witch, and nobody knows about
it. Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't play out, and that it kind of bummed me out.
Old lady with her Nokia phone. I'm bringing that up later, by the way. But I just love how they're like, we have to distinguish the generations.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they literally give Grandma a Nokia, like, brick phone.
It does last forever.
They do. I thought that the grandma was a witch.
Right, absolutely.
She, like, very much alluded to it.
You know, there was very much like, oh, we don't talk about that here, wink.
Not that there's like, anything wrong with that.
Right, and I was like, oh, this is going to come up and it's going to be fucking dope.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're talking about Lilith with the grandma because they're talking about witches.
Yeah.
And Hansel's just like, yeah, I've just been, like, murdering women for the past year. What are you endorsed for on LinkedIn?
And Grandma's like, not all witches are bad. And that's where you're like, oh, good. This is going to be fucking hot. This is going to be great. No. I'm so upset that that wasn't, like, played out. Like, I know it was very much like a bait and switch, and I get a fun bait and switch, but this bait and switch was just like, here's some bait, and here's a switch. And fuck you.
And he has the audacity to say, there are a lot of her out there, when referring to Lilith. And it's like, how dare you disrespect Lilith like
how
that?
How dare you?
She is...
her own person.
Cream of the crop.
Every woman is their own person.
Every woman is their own person.
Every witch is their own witch.
And Lilith...
mostly.
...had a multi-generational...
oh my God.
...underground...
oh my God.
...murder, kidnap, layer...
oh my God.
...conglomerate.
For hundreds of years.
That she fronted with a not ethical, but delicious bakery.
It's world famous.
Yeah.
No,
there's no other witches like Lilith.
None.
The other witches in this movie lasted a movie. Lilith lasted centuries.
Centuries.
Or decades or something like that.
Probably centuries. Yeah. Who knows?
I was upset.
No, it was bullshit. Oh, and this is where, like, Gretel is doing dishes, and she's like, oh, this is weird. I feel something weird in my mouth. And she fucking pulls out a teeth. Can we stop that? I fucking don't want to see teeth being pulled out. I hate it.
Yeah.
I have enough of a dental phobia going on. I don't want teeth. I hate teeth. I don't want to go to the dentist. I hate dentists. Probably saying way too much about my own psychology right now, but I don't like it.
You know, there's a lot of Elton John sympathizers out there that are very triggered by that. Because Elton John's married to a dentist.
That's disgusting.
Hey, they've been together for like 20 years.
Ugh, so gross. You're going to make me puke.
He's one of those celebrities that just, like, married a normal person. Like how Meryl Streep just, like, married a sculptor.
Right, gross.
I know.
It's normal people. Ugh, can you imagine?
No. Ugh. No, God.
Gretel and Hansel are talking about, where have you been? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And she will not fucking give up the point that he has been unreachable. He has been trying to contact her, but he is unreachable. Okay, fine. Let's stop bringing this up. I'm sick of hearing about it. Don't care. And then they start talking about Mason. Like, he's there because he wants to investigate Mason's disappearance, who is the guy who said, hey, pussy. Who's Mason? Who the fuck cares? Why? What?
Apparently, all we know is that he's Gretel's favorite customer.
Right. He's got, like, dirty ass boxes of meat pies in his apartment.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if your apartment looks like that, you deserve to die.
You've got issues way beyond meat pies.
Yeah. Like, and he didn't even get murdered in his apartment. That's just what it looked like.
So here's the trouble with the title. We automatically, going in, know exactly who Hansel is going to end up fighting. Fine, because if you saw the first one, you know that Gretel has taken this role. But now I'm like, I already know what's going to happen. There's no, like, suspense. There's no, like, oh, but is it this person? Is it that person? No, it's Gretel.
Like, there's a V in the title between the two names.
Yeah, there is a cloaked person killing Mason. I know who was in that cloak.
Yeah.
It is in the title.
Unless this is the fifth Hansel and Gretel film.
Nope, it is not.
Then the V means versus.
Oh, I wish there were five.
Oh my God, me too.
I actually, after watching it, I was like, God, I hope there's a third. I need to find the third. And I could not find a third.
Okay, I did the same exact thing.
Oh my God.
I even wrote my notes. There needs to be a third because, I mean, don't want to jump to the ending there needs to be a third.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm mad that there's not. And I think we should make that happen.
Yeah. Also, I mean, this was a note that I had later in the movie, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say it now because it's relevant. Mm-hmm. In fact, you bringing this up makes it even more relevant of when I had it in my notes, because with maybe 14 minutes left of this film, I wrote down, when does the Hansel versus Gretel part start in this movie? Because they are not verses until the final six minutes.
I would argue that not even then was it a versus situation.
No.
I mean, maybe for like a second, but then it was like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It was more like Hansel versus Gretel in theory.
Yes.
Through like personal agenda. Unspoken. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was like a philosophical Hansel versus Gretel, not a physical fight Hansel versus Gretel.
Yes. Which, good on Asylum for being so deep?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Yeah, no. That was probably on accident.
Yeah, absolutely.
New hot witches scene.
That's totally fair, because that scene started...
Hot-ass witches, I'll say it.
That scene started with, like, thigh-high boots, mm-hmm. like, slowly getting out of a car. I'm like, oh, I get it. You guys are cute. Mm-hmm. We're going to make these new witches super hot. Let's do this. And it's a full coven of super sexy witches. And it's fucking disgusting because her first thing to do after she gets out of the car is to lick the fucking doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know what? Even if there was not a pandemic happening right now, that is still fucking disgusting.
That is disgusting.
And I want to fucking vomit every time I see or hear or whatever, anything about that.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. She licks it and she goes, tastes like magic. Not okay.
No. Is that sexual? Why did you say that? No, I do not. Mm-mm. No, I do not Mm-mm. approve of this.
No. And her little confidant witch, mm-hmm. all just done up in Asian traditional garb is the right term. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just really, I don't know if it's problematic or commendable that they just really gave each witch an outfit or costume that kind of like represented their race.
Yeah, there was a very problematic because
was it? Okay.
I mean, as far as I see it, because any witch that was not white had to represent a full culture, and this culture that was represented in their mm-hmm. costuming and their accents and whatever else in their it was half-assed. These things mass-produced and gross. It mm-hmm. did not... It was absolutely 100% not authentic. It was gross.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I mean...
I'm convinced.
I'm absolutely talking as a white woman, which is... Don't trust me because fucking white women are assholes, mm-hmm. but it just seemed gross to me.
Okay. I thought it was interesting.
Uh-huh.
But when you put it like that, where it's like, okay, you are the black witch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk like this. You're going to dress like this.
Right. You're the Asian
that
lady.
Was a little, a little hard to, a little cringe.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a product of its time, perhaps? I don't know.
A product of 2017.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. I don't remember past 2019, whatever. All the witches gather at this, like, weird-ass campsite. Mm-hmm. And there's an Indian witch who is preparing a meal for everyone. And the Asian witch is like, hey, what's for dinner? And she's like, long pig, of course, which I just love the mention of a long pig as cannibalism. Do you not know long pig?
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, see, long pig is the term that is used for human when you're cooking meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
Okay.
Because apparently it's got the reputation of tasting like pork, and that's why they call it long pig.
Interesting.
That's fun, right?
I never knew that. I didn't even pick up that quote.
Yeah.
Damn.
I had to rewind it for some reason. I don't know why I did.
I love how the homeless woman,
mm-hmm.
who I'm going to definitely talk about later, they like force her to come.
Yeah.
And she's like, humph. Like, she's, like, at the campsite dinner, just like, I definitely don't want to be here. And I wrote down, old lady at the dinner ceremony is definitely me when my friends, like, force me to go to the bars. When I'm like, guys, I just, like, took 3 hits of this vape pen. I really want to watch Space Jam and order Domino's. And they're like, nah, dude, we're going to Holiday Club. And I'm just, like, standing there, like, like that. I could so relate to her.
Oh, for sure.
She was not wanting to be there.
100% hashtag relatable.
Hashtag relatable.
So now Gretel and Hansel are, they break into Mason's apartment, and Gretel will not fucking let it go. You are unreachable. I've been trying. Let it fucking go. You said it. Let's go. Let's go on with the story.
Don't have a rotary phone.
Thank you.
I also love how a guy goes missing. And yeah. They're just able to go into his apartment.
Oh, he had a, Hansel had a knife, question mark?
Yeah, but like, if someone goes missing.
Are there not people, I mean, their apartment's investigating? Like
a, yeah, their apartment's a crime scene, probably. Because that's going to be the first place they check. They wrote a newspaper article about this guy. Right. They need to go through his apartment. And if there's a bloody fucking rabbit in the bathtub.
With Chef Boyardee ravioli sauce everywhere. The blood in this movie. No, the blood in this movie was fine. The blood in this scene was ridiculously orange and disgusting. Mm. It was like, it gave me flashbacks to beefaroni.
Gross.
Mostly because I just wanted to say beefaroni.
Beefaroni. Do you remember the name of the rabbit?
No, what was it?
Well, before I tell you, I just first kind of realized, how did they know the name of the rabbit?
That's a great question.
Because they definitely knew the name of the rabbit.
They were like, oh, this is such a great rabbit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's Frank the Rabbit. Which is, I assume, a nod to the film Donnie Darko.
Oh.
Because that's the name of the bunny.
I did not know that. Yeah. I really like that movie.
It's a good movie.
But I did not remember that part of it at all. Are they, like, hanging out with him? You're such a good customer. Can I hang out and just, like, smoke some pot and pet your rabbit?
Pet Frank, I guess. I guess.
What?
Yeah.
Is Mason coming into the gingerbread house and just be like, man, you'll never believe what Frank did last night. Who's Frank?
Who's Frank?
Oh, your rabbit? Okay, dude. No one's going to miss you if I kill you and put you in meat pies. That's fine.
Under my scene notes for in apartment, I just wrote, God, Hansel is so hot right now. Always wanted to quote Zoolander on this podcast, and now I did.
I mean, come on, he was really fucking hot in this movie. And I'm like, whatever, but this guy, come on. So then they feel like they need to go to Jacob's house. And I present the question to you, who the fuck is Jacob?
Thank you.
Okay, good.
I wrote down in the car where they're talking about the guy that just died.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Mason.
Mason is brothers to Jacob.
Okay. Is that the case? Or is that a question mark?
Yes. And then they're like, oh, well, what about Willie? And they're talking about all these people. And I literally wrote down, I go, them talking about all these people is like a terrible improv scene where all you do is talk about people that you're never gonna fucking see. Like, I was like, why are you talking about four different people right now? All of which we've never heard of.
You're
Who
gonna
the
bring
fuck is Jacob?
New people into the scene, and they're gonna have to come up with this whole new universe that you've, like, made them come up with. This is bullshit improv. But yeah, no, I have no idea. Like, and then they go to Jacob's house, and the homeless lady is there for some reason? Question mark?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she hasn't been the same. And Hansel's like, who is that? And she's like, oh, that's what's her name from kindergarten?
Mrs. Klima?
Yeah, something like that. Like something weird. But two things. Why the fuck is she there? One.
Yeah.
Two, I don't remember who my kindergarten teacher is. Does everyone remember their kindergarten teacher?
Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That's weird to me. All right. That's
I'll probably forget her name in like 10 years, but.
Oh, so you're saying I'm old. That's cool. 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 That's cool.
For the scene, my notes were visit the house of, and then I had Willie written down, and then I crossed it out and wrote Jacob. Because I'm like, where the fuck are they? Who are these people?
Yes. Oh, my God. And then he goes and he's talking to Jacob and he's like explaining to Jacob what witches are. Oh, and I guess I did write down that Jacob is Mason's brother. Still, like, Nothing is explained well. And then they start fat-shaming Mason. Unless he lost, like, 100 pounds since I saw him last, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's going on with this movie?
Yeah.
What are you doing right here? Oh, my note just says, okay, but can we talk about how much hotter Hansel is when he's not being a scared little bitch?
Someone listened to Brené Brown, and they no longer have fear. I wrote down a quote when they're at Jacob's house, and this is said by Hansel, where they're like, I guess they're talking about going somewhere to investigate, and Hansel goes, if shit goes down, we could all die. It's just like, how many times has Tressa said that?
Too many.
Like, hey, you want to go to Kohl's? Nate. If shit goes down, we could die.
I mean, that's my standby. So now the homeless lady's back and she's shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Or trying to. And then Hansel shoots her and she's got like hot glue on her forehead. He's like, oh, this is a sigil. She's blah, blah, blah.
And just for the listeners out there, this is at Lilith's place now.
Right. It's like, it's, yes.
The shootout's not at Jacob's. They go to Lilith's house and she happens to be there again or some shit.
Yeah, I don't.
But only in asylum films, I feel like, would there be a shootout between a man and his former kindergarten teacher.
Wait till you see my autobiography.
Oh.
That one sexy witch, what is she licking where I'm totally grossed out again? And she's like, ugh, it tastes like blah, blah, blah.
All right. So, yes. Gretel's with the witches now.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote down, this witch loves to lick.
Oh my God, it's so fucking nasty.
And she goes, I taste a killer in you.
Oh, on Gretel.
Mm-hmm. And that witch, her nickname is going to be a poor man's Mariska Hargitay.
Oh my God. Nailed it. Holy shit.
Yes. I was very impressed with myself for thinking of that. And even more impressed with spelling Mariska Hargitay correctly on first try.
That is fair.
Fun fact, it spells like it sounds.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Never. You know that she was in the car when her mom died in...
Wait, what?
Do you know who her mom is?
No.
Mariska Hargitay, not the actress in this movie.
Oh, I guess.
Her mom was Jane Mansfield. Do you know who Jane Mansfield is?
Mm-mm.
She was a blonde bombshell from the 60s.
Oh.
She was like known to be this like dummy, but she was actually super smart. She just played it down to be super rich, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Hottie.
Yeah. But the way she died, she was on the way to some like presentation where she's gonna be like, hi, I'm gonna sign autographs, whatever. And her and her manager and someone else were all in the front seat because they had bench seats back then. And it was foggy and they drove right into the back of a semi truck and it took off the top of her head.
I hate that. That's so sad.
And Mariska was in the back seat of the car when that happened.
Oh my God.
And now every semi has to have this regulated bar at the bottom of it so that will never happen again.
Oh my God.
It's called like the Jane Bar, the Mansfield Bar or something. Oof,
okay. That's kind of... Yeah.
But also, she looks exactly like her mom if you were to dye her hair blonde, and she's gorgeous and whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that the Mariska Hargitay...
No. I'm not saying you're not saying...
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah.
I love the fact that I got to educate you on that.
No, I absolutely love that. And I discovered that actress is in a shit ton of asylum films.
Mm.
Yeah, she's in a few.
Like what? Do you have anything listed?
I can't remember the names of them, but I can tell you the ripoffs of them.
What they are mockbusting?
Yeah, the mockbusting of the San Andreas
one. Nice, nice.
And the like the Day After Tomorrow
Wait.
Yeah, or...
They did a few like that, and okay. I was wondering if it was Doomsday 2012, but...
No, not that one.
You would have said that if it was.
But yeah, when I tapped on her IMDb, I saw like three asylum films, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I should watch one of them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Back to the show, folks.
Yes.
We find out that Gretel is basically haunted by the ghost of Lilith. Like, they don't ever show Lilith, but that you can hear her voice, and they have like this weird, shrouded, blurry vision of her behind her whenever... Mm-hmm. Which is a fun little detail. I enjoyed it. But then Hansel is driving Willy and Jacob back home so he can go check on the gingerbread house. At this point, my notes are like, Willy and Jacob are a weird couple. I don't get their dynamic. But later, much, much, much later, we find out that Jacob is gay and I still don't understand the relationship between the two. Are they siblings?
No idea.
No idea.
He calls her hun.
Right.
And they live together?
In separate bedrooms. Like, what?
And Willie trying to ride Hansel's dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you blame her? No. But, like, I'm like...
But the amount of guilt tripping she does on him was gross.
Yeah. I'm like, is this girl trying to, like, actively have an affair right in front of her boyfriend or slash husband?
It 100% appears that way because they never put any sort of boundaries definitions to anybody's relationship aside from Hansel and Gretel, and we already know that.
And what a problematic thing to tell someone. How come you never asked me out?
It was the second date. And it was like, why didn't you ever ask me on the second date? And it's like, well, we had a first date, so guess.
Also, like, if you want to see someone, make an effort to see someone.
Right? They're not the only person with a phone or a voice, people. Yeah.
It's called Codependent No More. Mm. It's a book. And then you can read the sequel, Beyond Codependence. Both very great.
Probably in audiobook form.
Yeah.
Do it.
Which is, I listened to both of them when I first started seeing a therapist, and I was like, all right.
Fair.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you read, and you're like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that while dating. And then you move on.
Right.
You don't have to, like, become, like, some spokesperson. But you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Sometimes you can adhere to people's needs when you shouldn't. Okay, I'm going to move on from this.
Next.
Yeah. Mm. And one of the things you shouldn't do is give someone shit for not asking you out. If you wanted to go out with them, you should do something.
Thank you.
When you want to eat, do you get mad if Andy doesn't bring you food? No.
Absolutely,
you go and get food.
Because Andy doesn't know any better and I have to get mad at him.
Exactly. And that is how a marriage works.
If he can't read my mind, I don't know like what I can do. It's beyond me.
I don't know who says this. Like, there's a line where it goes, eat the strong.
I don't remember that.
I just have like, Lilith is back, but not really. And then in quotes, eat the strong.
I mean.
And then I just go, Tressa always says that.
So true. I mean, you can't lose with that kind of advice.
You really can't.
So Hansel drops off Jacob and Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go do investigating or whatever. Mm-hmm. Seconds later, Jacob hops back in the car and he's like, okay, let's go. And Hansel's like, but no. And he's like, yeah, let's go. Willie walks in the house and she's like, Jacob, are you awake? Okay, first off, he just walked into the door like seconds before you did. He's not going to be asleep. Second off, turn on some fucking lights, bitch.
Yeah.
Why are you just walking through a dark house?
I love how she gets like beaten in the face because someone comes in with this cloak who is Gretel.
What?
I assume. No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I love how she like beats her with like a most school spirit trophy award.
Oh no, I'm afraid you are incorrect because I clocked that as she was like getting ready for bed with her back turned to the door. I was like, oh, what a nice bowling trophy. I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Bowling trophy. Thank you. Yes. I was like, where have I seen those in excess?
Yeah. She's apparently a great bowler and she gets beat to shit because, she's got a bowling trophy.
I don't know. But I just thought that was so funny that, like, of all the things that she could get beat up with, it was like a shit trophy that you get at a dollar store and you just replace the plaque.
That thing would have 100% broken off on her cheek.
Hands down. Yeah.
But she got beat like good five times with it.
I wrote, Willie alone at Jacob's, and then in parentheses, are they siblings? I'm like, literally, as I'm watching this, I'm like, what are Willie and Jacob?
Me too. Hansel gets photo texted to him, quote unquote, hun, what is their relationship?
What is their relationship?
Jacob is like, let me see your phone. And he starts scrolling through all of Hansel's photos. Rude.
Don't do that.
Don't ever fucking do that.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in their fucking library of photos.
And again, saying with hindsight, as a gay man, you never go through someone's photos.
Mm-mm. As a fucking adult.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't keep that shit on my phone because, like, I'm just trying not to...
Right.
Whatever. But like, you just don't go through someone's photos.
Absolutely not.
No.
You're not going to find anything necessarily explicit on my phone. However, there are so many photos that I'm so embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. Do not go through my photos.
A lot of things out of context, not good.
Absolutely.
And you're not here to explain context.
No.
This movie is 87 minutes long.
Thank you.
Wow. I also love how, like, doesn't Jacob wonder why Willie didn't leave the room all day? Because Like, Jacob comes back. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's like, Willie, are you there? It's like, really? Like, yeah. You don't.
No.
Where's my wife, girlfriend, roommate?
What is your fucking relationship?
Yeah.
What
Try a
is
little.
Happening here?
Yeah.
Even if it's just roommates. Just like, maybe, why haven't you gone to the bathroom all day?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
What? Especially when Mason, which I also don't know the relationship of, is missing. And you're investigating. Mm-hmm.
So they mention that they get this photo.
Yeah.
One of them says, I know where this is.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, what a nod to the first film, where they just see a photo and it's like, yep.
I didn't even clock that, but absolutely. And then they get there and he's like, where do we go? Bitch, you're the one who knew where you were.
Because you study graffiti art. You fucking queer. For new listeners, I'm gay, so I'm allowed to say that. When he's like, yeah, I did like a bunch of photos for graffiti. I'm just like, ugh.
I know, right?
Sure. That's like someone who takes photos of sunsets. And they're like, I'm a photographer. I'm like, oh, you mean you have good photos because you're taking pictures of things that are beautiful?
Mm-hmm, and you have a decent camera.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Come on. I have a collection of graffiti art. Oh, yeah, that you didn't do.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for saying that. They get there, and there's a full armory in the back of Hansel's van that no one seemed to notice before, even though there's no, like, there's nothing hiding it.
No.
They were in the van before. How did you not notice, like, 50 guns in the back of his van? And I've got this quote, and I don't remember where it was, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Let's hear it.
I don't know even who says this. Does that make you wet, I wonder?
That is exactly what I wrote down.
And then I was like, that's probably inappropriate if I knew what their relationship was, because I have no fucking idea, and I know it's about something gross.
So I believe it was a woman character saying it to another woman character, because it's weird enough to be said by a witch.
Right.
In the context of this film, if you're saying, does this make you wet?
Right, right.
That's going to be said by, like, a weird witch.
Yeah, for sure.
But I wrote, does it make her wet? Because I didn't put it in quotes.
I mean,
meaning it was said to a woman.
Right.
But I wrote, does it make her wet? What the fuck?
But I feel like it was a Jacob and Willie situation. Like, there was a photo, and I was like, you guys, I don't know your relationship, but it seems like it might be a sibling relationship. Mm. But I have no idea if that's true, because you are being very vague.
So vague. Also, that's, come on. Does it make you wet?
Shut up.
Oh.
Gross.
God, I hate that. Maybe I'm not a feminist.
No, you are, but that can still be gross.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying maybe I'm not a feminist because of the thing I'm about to say.
Oh,
because it's my second bullet point that I've written down in my notes, which is, man, I love these costumes. Of all the very racially categorized, which I thought they were kind of cool. I was like, okay, go off.
I mean, the white lady had that nice little leather shrug.
Yeah.
And, like, the Indian lady had the full plastic pleather outfit that was, like, super low riding. And I was like, do it. Yeah. I love it.
Go off.
No, it's great. I mean, it could be and might be offensive, but they look fucking amazing.
They do. Yeah, they look kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, this is when Willie is kidnapped and tied up.
Right.
And they're trying to save her.
Right, and they're just like, people are jumping out at them in this warehouse, and he's just like shooting whoever jumps out.
Yeah, okay.
He's basically murdering people.
Not exactly. Not just people.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless people.
Absolutely.
He says, they're using homeless people to do dirty work. Turns out witches are capitalists.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Check mark.
And then I wrote, make them homeless so it isn't sad when they are murdered. If it was fucking kindergarten teachers, this movie would be diabolical.
Right, right. But she's a homeless kindergarten teacher, so it's fine. It's fine. And this is when I took my break from the movie, because it was just beginning to be too much.
Uh-huh. Break or the session that's 6 minutes of commercials versus the 30-second or 90-second?
Oh, no. This is when I paused the movie for about 4 hours.
All right.
I had to walk away.
Clearly, you had the luxury of not starting it today, like myself.
That is correct.
Yep.
I try and do my homework at least a day earlier.
Smart. They find Willie tied up.
Oh, and can we just say, like, they beat the fucking shit out of her skull. If that trophy had a marble base, she would be fucking dead. Or if they beat her with that base, she would be dead. But luckily they only beat her with the plastic bowler. Fine. But she's like, she looks dead. If I had been there, I'd be like, she's fucking dead,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, let's save ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like, oh, no, she's fine. Let's go. What's going on?
And they untie her, or try to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the door shuts, because magic.
Right.
You know, magic happens in, you know, Agora Hills, California.
And then they're, like, walking through. He can't see anything because of fog. Gretel picks up some rebar, and she's like, Hansel, behind you. And he turns around really fast and knocks this woman's head clean off her fucking body.
Literally, though.
Yeah.
Like, gone.
Yep. Just a stump of a neck.
You know, it becomes less and less impressive what Hansel's been up to in the year between the movies. When you see how easy it is to kill witches.
I mean, maybe he's just really strong from all of his training in the past year. No, you're right.
I like how they go, it's just steam. Because they think it's gas at first. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, kind of like the gas that made him hallucinate in the first movie. Right. I love a nod.
Right, right.
And he goes, oh, it's just, they're like, oh, wait, we can breathe. It's just steam. And then someone goes, no, it's fog. Why does that fucking matter? Is there a difference? Probably something to do with temperature.
No, there's no fucking difference. No. Even if there is, no, there's
no
not.
No one cares. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, no.
But before that witch dies, she talks about eating him or something.
Yeah.
And she goes, your chocolate eyes and yours. And I don't know why. I just thought that was weird.
Yeah, totally weird. There's no chocolate in his eyeballs.
No.
I mean, even if... No! Just shut up!
Like, brown eyes, chocolate eyes?
I mean, ground beef gets brown when you cook it. Does that look like it has chocolate in it? No, shut the fuck up.
No, yeah.
No, god damn it.
And I don't know. Like, I don't know about you. I mean, I like all candy, more or less.
Sure, sure.
But I'm more of like a fruity candy guy.
Oh, I'm more of a chocolatey... I don't like the artificial fruity stuff.
I like the artificial fruity stuff, but only if it's dark colors. Like red, purple, blue.
Oh, I love a red. Yeah, I love a Twizzler that doesn't really necessarily taste like any fruit.
Mm. I'm adamantly against Twizzlers.
Oh my God. I need you to go.
All right. I'll call my Uber.
All right. I'll see you later.
I'll be, you know, eating red vines like a normal, functional human being.
You're disgusting.
What? Red vines are so good. You can peel them off.
No, shut the fuck up. I'm so angry with you right now.
There is a kid in my middle school who would get a soda and Twizzlers from our vending machine. And he would use that shit as a straw. And I'm like, you may die first or be Elon Musk.
Yes. And it was Elon Musk. You went to school with Elon Musk? Yeah. Oh my God. That's so crazy. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. But you're wrong. Anyway. So they escape this crazy-ass warehouse with the graffiti and the witches. They get to the van, and they're just like, let's have a conversation for a good few 10 minutes or whatever. What do we do now? Where are we going to go?
All the while, Gretel is fucking picking her teeth with human flesh in it, because everyone failed to notice that when Homegirl was decapitated, which number one, it was Asian witch.
Was it? Did she die already?
Yeah, she was the one that got decapitated first by Hansel.
Okay.
She's like, oh, there's fog. I can chow down on this motherfucker.
No one will ever notice.
No. And then they're standing by the van and she's just like picking her teeth with a floss pick.
Can I just say, the sounds of any of the witches eating human flesh, I hate it so fucking much.
You know, there is it's a condition. Mm-hmm. Which I have.
Okay.
By the way, when I say a condition that I have, then it makes me sound like very pompous. Because in reality, it's like I don't suffer from this.
Right.
But it's like a medical thing because I looked it up.
Yeah.
The sound of people eating and like the mouth noises, you know?
Yeah.
Also the same sound of dogs licking themselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's like a flip of a switch in your brain.
Misophonia?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Misophonia? Mm-hmm. Where it actually makes you completely like irritable, angry. Like
irrationally angry.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And there are points in the day where I can be like, I'm making you my family dinner. I'm going to go in the other room. Otherwise, I will have anger the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah.
is extreme for me.
Yeah, same.
Don't put it in movies.
Do not. Yeah.
Do not put it in commercials.
I can't own a dog because the sound of a dog licking themselves actually makes me angry.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's so weird.
And apparently my dogs only choose to lick themselves when I'm trying to fall asleep, which triggers my angers to 100%. It makes me...
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, no. And nobody gets it unless they have it. And then they're like, well, you're just being a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but also this fucking sucks for me.
Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend for 2 years before I moved to Chicago. I was with this guy for 2 years and he had a dog.
Yeah.
And who would lick himself. Thankfully, I was always like in control to where if he was ever doing it, I would just like pet him. And yeah. I'd be like, hey, buddy, stop.
Right.
I like learned about it because I was like, well, I have this boyfriend that has this dog that licks himself and I really don't want to kill this dog. And
not again.
And I was like trying to find like, how do you cure it? How do you get over it? And they're like, there's no way. You just have to deal with it until your brain like succumbs to accepting the fact.
Fuck off.
I know, right? I'm like, seriously? Yeah.
The amount of years. I cannot.
Is this why we're friends?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God. I mean,
you finally figured it out.
Oh my God. I love you so much.
I love you so much. Gosh.
Can we just start a misophonia podcast? Because.
Hello. Welcome to. Today, we roast mukbangers.
Individually, each one on YouTube.
Yep.
Fuck you. You're
this
going
is
down.
This the second time I talk about mukbanging on your podcast, and maybe I'll talk about it every time at this point. So they're back from the kidnapping.
La la la, we're back. And they're just going to have a casual conversation outside of the building they just rescued these girls from. Gretel has a weird pain in her arm. Do you remember this? And I would not be surprised if you don't remember it because it's never brought up again. She gets a weird pain in her arm. She's like, oh, ow, I have pain in my arm from eating people. Never mentioned again. Never.
Her arm does turn spotted. At one point in the movie.
No, I disagree.
It's a scene. I don't know what to... But so they're back from this kidnapping. They're like chatting and shit. Hansel needs to go to the bakery for some reason.
Yes.
He's like, give me the keys to the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, that thing hasn't been locked since the Reagan administration. When has that bakery been locked?
Never. Fucking once.
Like, not once.
No.
I mean, the movie starts off with it being unlocked.
Right.
Why do you need the keys?
The magic forces will actually open the doors for you if you want to get in.
Yes.
No keys needed.
Yeah. Gretel goes, make sure you lock it up when you're done. It's like, girl, that thing has not been locked since the Hindenburg blew up.
That's when I marked my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
They're having this conversation in the gingerbread house. He was just like, are you okay? What's going on with you? And she's like, you sound like such a girl right now. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you, Gretel.
Yeah.
You're fucking dead to me now. I was all team Gretel, but fuck you now.
Yeah. You want to know who also sounds like a girl? Because she is one. Maya Angelou.
Oh, shit!
What's wrong with sounding like a girl?
You fucking schooled Gretel. Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Beyonce not singing Love on Top sounding like a girl?
Oh, shit. He went there.
Turns out women sounding like women can be a good thing, Gretel.
People talking about their emotions? Gross.
Weird.
Anyway, she's looking in her mirror in her bathroom. But what caught my eye was the vase, the vase in the corner of the mirror. Was filled with peacock feathers and like a masquerade mask.
Did not notice this.
I was just like, you're gross and have no decorating skills.
I do love how much you note terrible decoration in every single Asylum film. And
only when you're here.
Okay, because I like never notice that you bring it up, and I'm like, that's fucking funny.
It's so gross.
And that's like when Lilith like is visiting her.
Right.
Someone says, why do you smell dead?
Oh, those are the witches talking to Gretel because she kills... I don't... You know what? There was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, like, you taste it.
You taste
this and that. And it's just like, make it consistent and I'll care.
Okay. I only bring this up because when I wrote down, why do you smell dead? I wrote after it, Tressa to me all the time. How many times do we meet up and you just go, we hug and you're like, why do you smell bad? I'm like, okay, first off, is that a read?
I'm so sorry that you clocked that on me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Looks like I've got some technical difficulties to work through. Tune in next week for part two and the end of season one. Until then... thanks for joining us this week on the Asylum Case Studies. A special thanks to comedian Nate Todd and a very handsome and talented Andy Slater, our mixer and engineer extraordinaire. Make sure to visit us at asylumpod.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever, so you'll never miss a case study. While you're at it, if you found any bit of enjoyment in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too, unless you're going to be a dick, then no thank you. So until next time, I'm Tressa Slater. And well, you just have to wait till next week, okay?